Israeli Defense Minister Amir Peretz said today that Israeli operations in the Gaza Strip will continue, even as the political stalemate between rivals Hamas and Fatah has ground to a virtual deadlock. Co-founder of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, spoke with us about the need to avoid further degeneration.
Civil war is avoidable either by not making any decisions, in other words, just leaving the status quo as it is, and it seems to me that that's probably the most likely scenario, or finding some kind of acceptable agreement between Mahmoud Abbas and Ismail Haniyeh and the Hamas faction, which is less likely, more difficult to do, because the idea of reaching agreement is creating a situation that will release the Palestinians from the international siege that they're under and release the international donor funds and the money held by the government of Israel. It doesn't seem likely that Hamas will agree to the demands of the international community for recognizing Israel, agreeing to adhere to already signed agreements, and renouncing, denouncing, and stopping the use of violence. Looking at the situation as it is and the record of Mahmoud Abbas over a long period of time, it's not just the last few months, but a long period of time when Mahmoud Abbas is very good at making speeches and very good at making threats, but has no record at all on acting on those threats, we can assess that the situation will just continue as it is.